Welcome to the Own Your Choices, Own Your Life podcast. I know you are here wanting to change and rewrite your story. You are desiring to step into the impact that you know you are here to create. I am here to guide you with the proven tools and strategies used by myself and our speakers to support you in taking radical responsibility in your life and learning how to own your choices to change your story. My name is Marcia Van Weinsberg. I am a storytelling business coach, master NLP trainer, speaker, podcaster, and 7 times published author. My clients have found freedom and purpose from overcoming their shame stories and learning how to share them with the world. I am so grateful you are here. Let's get started. Welcome back to the show. This is a Friday episode, so we always start our Friday with a rating and review. And this one came as a surprise. I found it on the ratings and I just looked and was like, thank you, thank you, thank you. Because we don't know who our message is landing with. And this is the piece of like putting it out there and detaching that I believe it will always support whoever it needs to land with today. And so this is what this message spoke to me. It says, Marcia is somebody to listen to. I have looked up to Marcia for years from afar, but until recently, I never took advantage of the opportunity to listen to her podcast, which is full of so much value and wisdom. She's so open, honest, and transparent about her experiences, even the most vulnerable ones. Marcia shares her story, holds the space for others to do the same with so much compassion and grace, genuine desire to make others feel seen and heard. And the episode with Ian Clark blew my mind. It was a fantastic episode. I am hyped to listen to even more additional guest episodes and the solos as well. Thank you, Stronger Like Stephanie. You know, again, we don't know who is hearing our message. We have no idea who it's landing with. And I believe that when we keep sharing from our heart and opening up and allowing others to see and hear and connect, that it's going to land with who it's meant to land with. So today, Friday episode, shorter episode, really simple. No one else is responsible for my success. I want to talk to you about this. This is the foundation of NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. The formula for success is living at cause in our life. And so in NLP, we have like what's called the cause is greater than effect. C is greater than E. Cause is also the reasons, results. And E, the effect is the reasons, which means that our results are always greater than our reasons. So let me give you a little bit of an example here. Living at cause and full ownership for your choices, your decisions, your thoughts, your beliefs, and your actions, that means that you are choosing them and you recognize that you actually do have the power to choose them. Means that you are living at cause. It's greater than effect. It means that even though I've walked through like unbelievable circumstances, I am still choosing to live at cause in my life, taking responsibility for myself, taking responsibility for my decisions, my choices, what I do. And I think this actually goes in all areas of our life. And I think that this is a very slippery slope, which I'm sure we could do another topic on, another podcast on. But even as far as health goes, because we can live, if we're not living at cause, then we expect that somebody else is going to fix our health and our circumstances, that we expect that somebody is going to fix our money, that it's going to happen. The government is going to come in and do it. Oh, please don't ever rely on that because that is not their job. It's your job to do your best to be responsible for your success. It doesn't mean that it's not hard sometimes. That's not what it means. It means that when you live at cause, you actually are, you're no longer living as a victim in your life. And when you're telling yourself, well, it's not my fault because X, Y, Z, these things happen, my parents, this, you know, my school, this, I'm not smart here, this, like you can, we all do it. But when we do that, we actually are removing our own power. We're removing our own personal power. And that actually is not living an agency in our life. And it's actually taking away the possibilities of what we can create. See, there's no magic scenario. There's no magic answer. There's no perfect thing that you should do to change this. People say to me all the time, I get asked on podcasts, what's the one thing that you had to do? Well, there is no one thing. There's no one thing. There's never a one thing. It is recognizing that it's decisions stacked on top of each other over and over and over that are always based on coming back to living at cost. Living at cost and being responsible for my own life, for my own success, for my own health, for my own rest, my own nervous system. This sounds super, super selfish. And you might be listening and thinking, okay, great, but Marshall, I have like young kids. I can't live like that. You know what? I can't think of a better modeled way to teach your kids that they are responsible for their own health, their own like mental health. They can ask for help and support, but they are responsible for creating it. Because if you always tell them that you are responsible for it, they will always look for you to fix it. And yes, I realize this is a really friendly tug of war because depending on the age of your kids, but I still think the message can be given even at young ages. I really do. So I don't think that there's a magic answer. There's a perfect scenario or a solution that's going to fix it. I don't. But every single time, the faster you can come back to living at cause in your life, it will set you up for success in realizing that you have far more control in your life than you think that you do. And when you live and show up that way, that you have more control in your life, you will recognize how much power you have in your own life to creating the change and the results that you desire. That becomes really freaking powerful. It really does. And this comes from, you know, I set up this example with all of my clients that they live at cause. They literally live at cause. When a one-on-one client signs on, this is one of the forms that they have to sign that they live at agency in their life and at cause. And I know that that's not easy because sometimes shitty things happen and it's like, I wish this wasn't like this. And I so get it and I wish it wasn't either. But we get to choose how we do it and how we respond. We always do. And so there's a couple of examples. I'm not going to go into them in detail, but something came up in the last 6 weeks with a client where we were working through something and they were hoping that we would be able to do X, Y, and Z. And everything was going to come out perfectly with their book because we were doing all these things. And it really comes back down to that whether you sign with a publisher, whether you work on your own, whether you write your book or not, whether you join my mastermind called Write Your Damn Book and you are in a container that's supporting you that on all levels to write your book, I still can't write your book for you. I can't promote your book for you, not as good as you can. I can put it out there, but it's going to have a way bigger impact from you. And this is the piece of it is that you can do all of the things, but nobody can make you do it. You can put yourself in all the containers, but nobody can make you take action. You can buy all of the different coaching programs, but nobody can make you show up and make decisions in those difficult times. It really does come down to, are you willing to live at cause in your life? That means how intentional can you be with your schedule, with what you're doing, what you're putting yourself out there, how you're showing up? Do you show up in the first thing in the morning? It's like, oh my God, I can't do this day. How am I going to handle all these things? Like that energy is draining. Or do you show up and say, okay, how do I live intentionally today? What do I do today? How can I respond differently? What can I tackle first? What can I do? Living at cause and being responsible for your success will help you to realize how much more personal power and agency you actually have in your life. And chances are really good. I say this with love. This one might bite because it bites me sometimes. To be completely honest, if there's an area of your life that isn't working for you, it's likely that you are being at the effect of someone or something else. That means you are telling yourself this is happening because they are doing this and they are doing this. Then how can you find a way to take back personal control? How can you find a way to say, what can I do about this? How can I take control back? And when you find those little pockets of ways of taking back control and living at cause and showing up intentionally, making decisions that move you closer to where you want to go as opposed to where you just came from, it will change everything. It really will change everything. This is like one of the very first principles that we do in NLP. And it's always interesting to me because people, you can see some people are like, oh, I get that. And other people are like, wait, what? What about this scenario, this scenario, this scenario? And it's like, okay, and like ask yourself those questions. Because I'll tell you, I know people who have, I've interviewed them, people who have come through the most horrific circumstances in their life. And they are doing the most incredible things because they decided to do something because of their story, not because of being a victim of their story. We get to choose how we show up, how we respond, the thoughts, beliefs, decisions, actions that we take every single day. And that will determine what we create as an outcome in our life. So no one is responsible for your success but you. And I am hoping that that empowers you today to see that you actually do have more power, personal power in your own life than you think you do. I promise you, you do. Have an incredible day. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Own Your Choices, Own Your Life. If you love this episode, I invite you to tag me on social media with your takeaways or share it with a friend. Please, if you feel called, take 30 seconds to leave a 5-star review and I will be forever grateful. Until next time, remember, when you own your choices, you truly own your life.